Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia says it has brokered a 72-hour extension of a local ceasefire in the Syrian city Aleppo, where recent fighting between the Syrian regime and rebels has left nearly 300 people dead, at least 30 of those who died in the last 48 hours when an airstrike hit a refugee camp near Aleppo. Stefan Dujarric, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's spokesperson, said Mr. Ban was outraged by the attack.
The Secretary General calls upon all member states to take immediate, collective, and decisive action to bring about the tragedy unfolding in Syria to an end. Members of the Security Council should build on resolutions 2254 and 2268 and follow through on the commitments they made in these resolutions to press the Syrian parties to stop their indiscriminate attacks on civilians.
Mounting violence in Aleppo and other regions has threatened to derail political talks between the Syrian regime and the opposition, as well as the multinational effort to fight the Islamic State. U.S. monitoring group says North Korea may be preparing to carry out a nuclear test as Pyongyang holds its first ruling party Congress in decades. The website 38 North said Friday satellite images show vehicle movement at a nuclear test site where there is often no activity except during preparations for a test. South Korean officials have been on alert in the event that North Korea will conduct a fifth nuclear test to coincide with the Congress. And the Kenyan government says it plans to close the country's two main refugee camps, affecting about 400,000 people. Amnesty International called the decision reckless, said it puts innocent people at risk. This is VOA News. Sadiq Khan of Britain's Labour Party has become the first Muslim elected mayor of a major Western capital after beating conservative rival Zach Goldsmith in a bitter campaign to become the mayor of London. Khan spoke late Friday just after it was announced that he had won the election.
Thank you, London. London is the greatest city in the world. I'm so proud of our city. I'm deeply humbled by the hope and trust you've placed in me today. I grew up on a council estate just a few miles from here. Back then, I never dreamt that someone like me could be elected as mayor of London.
In becoming mayor of Britain's capital, Khan ends 8 years of conservative control of the city. Mayors of cities from around the world took to Twitter to congratulate Khan on his win. His victory in the mayoral race offers a bit of hope for the Labour Party after it took losses in local and regional elections across Britain on Super Thursday, in which 45 million Britons were eligible to vote. Turkey's president has ruled out reforming the country's anti-terror laws. The European Union had been demanding that these laws be refined. We get more now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan delivered a tough message to the European Union, telling supporters in the conservative Istanbul stronghold that with the country facing terrorist attacks, reforming its anti-terror laws is out of the question. Brussels is demanding the reform as one of five remaining conditions for Turkey to be eligible for visa-free travel to much of Europe. But Erdogan said he's not interested in such a deal. They say they are going to abolish visas, and this is the condition, Erdogan said. I'm sorry, we're going our way, you go yours, he said. Brussels claims that Turkey's anti-terror laws are far too broad. But Erdogan insists that with the country facing the twin threats of Kurdish rebels and Islamic State terrorism, the laws need to be expanded rather than curtailed. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Turkish court sentenced two prominent journalists to 5 years in prison Friday. Can Dündar, editor of the leading opposition paper Cumhuriyet, was sentenced to 5 years, 10 months in Istanbul, while the paper's Ankara bureau chief Erdem Gül received 5 years behind bars, both found guilty of revealing state secrets but were acquitted of several other charges, including trying to topple the government. Case stems from the pair's reporting on alleged government arms smuggling to Syria. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.